Okay, thank you. My name is Eric Aransky, representing Maine Ocean Farms and Oyster Farm in Casco Bay. Thank you for time today. And yeah, I'm glad that the temperature in the room seems to be listening and gathering more information. Obviously, we grow oysters. On our farm, we actually grow both triploid and diploid as a way of diversifying seed sources from different hatcheries. There has been some less than smooth, I would say, access to seed these last few years. And we're also curious to see how the two different seed sources and triploids versus diploid perform and what they produce. We keep them separate in isolation on the farm so that we can track that growth. We have had produced great triploid oysters to market, but we actually have found the diploids grow better. And are still making a decision about whether to shift all the way over to that side of things. Yeah, our experience, at least in the geology of the Casco Bay area, is that Eastern American oyster are both farmed and wild there, as well as the European oysters, which my memory is correct, were introduced and naturalized by the state of Maine a long time ago and are also reproducing naturally. And they tend to gravitate towards a more gravelly or rocky or harder, firmer bottom, whereas we see most of the clams in the softer bottom. Our operation is not intertidal, it is subtidal because of the way we choose to operate our business. So it's about a half a mile from our site to the nearest mudflats. And at least in our area, we have not had any concerns or conversations with the clam diggers in the area, but certainly open to trying to understand the concerns and finding a path forward that keeps us farmers and the wild harvesters working together. And I think all of these shellfish are having a positive impact on the ecology as well as the economy of the state. And so important to find a way forward that benefits everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Not seeing any questions, we can